It's been a tough June for Florida tomato growers, who grow 90% of the nation's tomatoes. It's not that they've been working too hard, it's that they haven't been able to work. Lisa Lockridge is with the Florida Fruit and Vegetable Association.
Business pretty much ground to a halt for Florida tomato growers. There was tomatoes out in the fields left. There were tomatoes in the packing houses just sitting there. There were tomatoes on trucks that were being turned away.
Lockridge says Florida growers will have lost $500 million as a result of the ban. Now that the ban's been lifted in Florida, she says growers are restarting business and shipping tomatoes to the stores, cafeterias, and restaurants that want them. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.